The Swedish king Carl XVI Gustaf has said that the research by SIPRI is of high quality and read by politicians, diplomats, journalists and researchers all over the world.
The Institute's data of nuclear weapons have helped generations of diplomats in negotiation on disarmament, and a result, the number of nuclear weapons is indeed lower today.
SIPRI was founded by the Swedish Parliament in 1966. Urban Ahlin, Speaker of the Parliament, said that SIPRI has achieved what the Parliament wanted to achieve.
The work of SIPRI and what you have done had benefited Sweden and peace in a much better way than a monument in stone. SIPRI is an important actor within its field. Facts, analysis and research enjoy international recognition. Independence has been of importance ever since the foundation of SIPRI, aiming at an objectivity not possible to put to question. SIPRI works for disarmament by arming us with knowledge.
Margot Wallström, Swedish Minister for Foreign Affairs, also voiced strong support for SIPRI.
I believe that the old saying, if you want peace, prepare for war. And what I want to say is this, we must invest in peace. We must invest in research, in a solid knowledge base that can work as a starting point for negotiations. And of course, SIPRI's important research is essential to increasing global knowledge about peace, conflict management, and international security, including disarmament, non-proliferation, and arms control.
Dan Smith, the director of SIPRI, said at the celebration that SIPRI has set up 2016 as a year of reflection.
A place like SIPRI is offering policymakers and decision makers. It's also offering the media and the informed public a chance to pause for thought. And sometimes I look at political discourse in different countries around the world and I just think to myself, why couldn't you have just paused for thought? There is actually a possibility to do it. And somewhere like SIPRI is providing that opportunity. That's why we've labeled our 50th anniversary a year of reflection.
Despite of being funded by the Parliament, SIPRI has always upheld the position that it is an independent research institute focusing on international security, arms control and disarmament. Its latest report says the volume of international transfer of major weapons, including sales and donations, was 14% higher in 2011 to 2015 than over the five previous years, with the U.S. and Russia doing most of the exporting. This is Chen Xuefei reporting from Stockholm.